The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 4 to 7, 4 to 6 in Brisbane. I mentioned this to Adam yesterday. I call this blackmail. But the Conservative Party is blackmailing Theresa May and basically suggesting that they might pass one of the Brexit bills so long as she leaves, and she has said she will. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, extraordinary, isn't it?
It
I don't
is.
Think ever before a Prime Minister has willingly fallen on their sword to get a policy through, as they're calling it, a back-me-then-sack-me pledge. But that's what Theresa May has done. She's basically said to her fellow Conservatives, and it's all about the Conservative Party objecting to their own leader's stance on Brexit, that if they vote through her deal, then she's off. And therefore, in theory, that could be that. The only thing is, as we speak, there are eight different Brexit options being voted on by MPs of all political persuasions in the House of Parliament.
Yes.
We have no idea how those votes will go and what direction, therefore, that will take
us. Well, and two questions let me ask you from your understanding of it, and
sure.
No one has got any understanding at all of this. Supposing all the Conservatives in the House of Commons, all of them, did as she asked and voted for one of those options, would that necessarily get through the Parliament?
It would need the Democratic Unionist
That's
Party,
right.
who have so far been absolutely adamant about not supporting her
That's right.
Brexit deal. So the answer is, if all Conservatives but no one else, no, that
That's
would
right.
not get through.
Absolutely.
But,
and then the second point is the one you raised.
Yep.
Then which piece of legislation is she asking them to support?
Well, essentially, it's the deal that's been voted against twice. And has a minimal change. She reckons that there is a change afoot. But I suppose what we're saying is, on the one hand, if this pans out, and it's an if, a third vote could take place in Parliament by Friday. We could have agreement and Brexit 8 weeks later. We could have a leadership contest and a new Prime Minister, maybe June, July, but probably more likely August, September. But Mrs. May out in May, there's a headline in the making. But there again, on the other hand, very little of anything that we predict seems to pan out in British
That's
politics.
Right. That's
so let's
right.
scrap all of that and say we're still in a mess.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm from miles away, of course, Adam, but I've just admired the fortitude of this woman. Yes, she's most probably got it wrong, but no one else has got it right. That's the issue. You've done brilliantly.
Yeah, everyone's going to get wrong.
Yeah, you've done brilliantly bringing us up to date. We'll talk tomorrow, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.